All right, 751. Here we go with boots and salutes on this Tuesday morning. 938-0600, toll free 1-800-667-3727 for anything that may be on your mind today. Good morning. You can start things off in boots and salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute the Big River Poker Rally for canceling their poker rally. I'd like to boot Holbein Poker Rally for having it and starting a fire. And I'd like to boot the Prince Albert National Parks of Canada for starting a controlled burn. Thank you very much.
All right. 938-0600, toll free 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, boots and salutes. You're on the air.
Good morning, sir. I got a big salute for the boys in the Aces Wild Band. They got a new song out, Small Town Style, and the whole video was shot down here at the Herbert Stampede. It's pretty cool.
Hey, right on. Aces Wild, they were the ones who were performing at the Rush game on the weekend, too.
Yep, they're a good bunch of guys.
Right on, good on them.
You bet.
Thanks for calling.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
I just want to give you guys a big salute for finally playing music that you can actually listen to.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Hey, can I jump in here because I put a question up. It involves music. The sitting and standing during concerts became an issue because the Eagles sent out a message to their fans in preparation for Thursday's show down in Regina, asking them to be respectful and sit during the performance. And so it led to the question of, you know, sitting and standing during concerts. Well, so we put it up on our Facebook page. And if you want to wade in, please go over there. But here's a couple of great answers that we got. Glenda says, I'm too old to stand through the whole show. Plus, I find it annoying. I paid good money to see the concert, not somebody's back end. Carol says, would be awesome if everyone sat. I'm very short. If people stand, I still can't see the performers anyway. I never thought of that. Wayne says, depends on the show and the atmosphere. Eagles, Kiss, Shania, stand. Nana Mouskouri, sit. And Amanda says, stand and dance. Sing your heart out. The only way to do a concert.
So, according to my tally, that would be 50 are in favor of saying, okay, yeah, you should sit during the show while the rest are saying...
No, it's 75-25. 75-25 saying sit. I especially thought about, though, if you're short in stature, and even if you stand, you're still standing behind people who are taller than you, you can't see the show. I never thought of that.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to boot these guys that think that it was the quad rally that started the fire.
It's
another rabbit.
All right. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Hi. I'd like to boot the young person that stole my mother-in-law's flowers on Mother's Day from her driveway on the 1400 block of Wiggins Avenue. I just think that's terrible.
Were they planted or had...
She just got a hanging basket and it was just in her driveway and somebody came along and stole it.
That's not cool.
No.
No.
Thanks for
Sorry to hear that. Thanks for the call. That's right. 938-0600, toll free 1-800-667-3727 this morning for boots and salutes. Now, it wasn't only standing. They were asked not to take any pictures during the performance, which is becoming a thing, too.
Oh, forget that. Don't take any pictures?
No, I'm with that one. I am totally, because...
Dave, that's a throwback to the old days before the advent of smartphones.
I'm sorry, but you know what? Smartphones are starting to become the size of small laptop computers now. And having someone holding that up in front of you for the entire performance, like, take one picture, that's fine. But when you're taking pictures of, oh, he might be looking this way, oh, there, you know what I mean? Like, come on, you're in somebody's way. Like, the worst is people are bringing iPads and taking pictures.
They are not. You look like you're one of the newspaper photographers from the 1950s if you have an iPad.
Oh, no, people do that. Trust me.
Really?
Oh, yeah, Christmas concerts, iPads. Good morning, boots and salutes. You're on the air.
We're going to change the subject.
Go.
Gold Vegas.
You're a Vegas fan. Good on you.
Go Vegas.
Yeah.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Hi. I'd like to send a big boot out to whichever one of my brothers left this autography on last night.
All right. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. On behalf of tattoos, I heard you guys talking there.
Yeah.
And what gives anybody the right to mark up your body? Your body is not your own body. It's God's body.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. So it sort of sounds like these concert guys just sort of want to say, give us your money and sit down and be quiet.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. At one time, the blacks were held as slaves in America. They don't have their hand up.
Boots and Salutes. You're on the air.
Oh, come on. That's just the Eagles. They're so old, they're likely using strings to hold them up. I mean, who wants to go see those people? I'd rather go see. Why don't they get a big country music band coming in here? Something fantastic to listen to than that old crap. Yeah.
Well, hold on a second. I went and saw the Eagles last time they came through Saskatoon. They put on a good show.
See, and I think that's a small problem that the organizers of the event had. Who do you bring in that you haven't had already? Because they wanted to bring in a big act to bring 30,000 people to Mosaic Stadium. There's only one that comes to mind. I'll get to that in a minute. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Hi there, Boots and Salutes.
Let's go Jets.
All right, there we go.
Okay, well, which one were you thinking of?
So Garth Brooks, right, would be a natural fit. But he just played in Saskatoon, and he just wrapped up the world tour. So the timing was not good.
Right.
The only one that I could think of would be Kenny Chesney. Now, Kenny has been to Craven within, the last 5 years.
Yeah.
But he is the only one that I, what other rock band, any genre. You can name the genre, and I'd be game to hear it. But I think Kenny Chesney's the only guy that you could bring in, aside from the Eagles.
No, that's a great point, Dave. You make a good, solid argument.
Now, do you think Vince Gill would play any of his songs, or no, it would be straight Eagles?
No, I think it would be straight Eagles. They might do just a little montage of Vince Gill stuff, but I can't see that happening.
No?
No. I also heard that isn't Glenn Frey's son Deacon?
Yes.
He's also part of the band. Apparently, he's doing very well.
Yeah, well, the talent runs in the family. Absolutely.
Yeah, I suppose, right? Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
No, absolutely. And I'm quickly going to bring up our Have Your Say topic at cjwwradio.com. Of course, campgrounds will open this weekend for the most part with the May long weekend. Don't forget, it's a dry weekend, right?
That's what I heard.
Yes, it's a dry weekend.
It's become a long weekend tradition.
Cannot bring in booze. So with some of the provincial parks opening, are you planning to go camping? 24% say yes, 63% say no. The rest are on the fence.
Also, too, be wary. Some of the parks have fire bans on. Not all of them, but those that do not have fire bans on are asking you to keep the fire small and certainly keep them supervised.
Absolutely. That's going to do it for Boots and Salutes. We'll pick up the conversation again tomorrow morning at 10 to 8. It's all for Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered.